If you are one of the 9,000 members of Generations Credit Union, you have likely already received a letter that reads, "In order to ensure that our members have the best financial solutions during these challenging economic times and in the future, our board of directors approved a merger with Self-Help Credit Union." Cheryl Cherry is the executive vice president at Generations.
So we've just been encouraging the members to hang in there with us and not get antsy, but to understand that we're now part of an organization that has their best interests at heart.
Cherry says the merger is a win-win. Because of the economic downturn and regulatory guidelines, Generations hasn't been able to offer customers new home mortgage loans since 2009.
That was a big part of our portfolio some years ago, mortgage loans, and we've had requests over the years, you know, people checking back in like, hey, are you doing mortgage loans? And we're trying to support you guys.
They've wanted to have mortgage loans and business loans, and Self-Help's big enough that we've offered that for many years.
Randy Chambers is president of Self-Help Credit Union. He says the merger will increase the services offered at Generations and preserve its African American and rural legacy.
It's very exciting news because some of the credit unions that make up Generations are really credit unions that Self-Help was modeled after.
Like St. Luke Credit Union in Bertie County. The merger will put all these credit unions under the Self-Help umbrella with 20 total branches and $650 million in deposits. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.